Okay, I am here at Podcast Expo. It's a Thursday night before the official Podcast Expo 2006. And your name, sir?
Okay, I'm Don Lewis, and I'm the host of the Big Break Music Podcast and also the host and producer for LowCountryRadio.com.
Now, tell our listeners exactly what your podcasts are about.
Well, the primary one I've got right now, the Big Break Music Podcast, is independent and unsigned music artists, pod-safed artists. I normally scan pretty much the PodSafe Music Network and a number of different sites, pull down PodSafe Music, all genres. LowCountryRadio.com, of course, people first think of it as country radio, but Low Country itself really pertains to the region of the area where I'm from, Charleston, South Carolina. That whole area is called Low Country, so that's how that term came to be. And I just do, PodSafe Music, all different artists. I do artist interviews and help promote their music and kind of get them out there.
Now, your music is from all over the world, but on that second podcast that you mentioned, the news is local? Is that how you do it?
Yeah, I've got my other podcast. It's kind of in redevelopment now. I had started a few of them, and now I'm redesigning. It's called The Low Country Voice, and basically the tagline for that one is local topics heard worldwide. And so it's a case of, you know, trying to promote the whole Charleston region, tourists, letting people know about what's going on. And I'm in works with things like real estate agents and contractors and so forth to kind of give their perspective of the region, how it's doing, you know, economically and so forth. So if people are interested in coming into the area, then they would have some information to go by.
Excellent. I've got one where I call it localizing the web. You know, you have the big worldwide web, and I just cover the 562 area of Southern California. So tell me how long how did you hear of podcasting, and when did you actually do your first one officially?
My first podcast was right at the beginning of March of this year. So far, I've released 33 shows. I got into podcasting, believe it or not, how I found out about podcasting. Now, I've been a big audio, books on tape type listener for years. I'm, you know, subscriber of Audible.com and so forth. And so the medium as far as listening to pre-recorded things was natural for me. I didn't have any problems. But how I actually found out about podcasting was, of course, I'm a big Battlestar Galactica fan, and the Ron Moore, the producer of that series, does a weekly podcast that coincides with the release of every episode. And so I got into that, and they said, well, you know, you subscribe to it, and then you can get it every week. And so that's how I found out about the subscription part. And then, of course, once you get on there and start looking through the directories, you're finding everything else. So it kind of blew up from there.
And then you could see, then you're like, gee, I could do this myself. Just anybody, any Tom, Dick, or Harry could have their own podcast, right? How did you come up with, you mentioned Battlestar Galactica. That's totally different than your content. How did you come up with the concept for your podcast?
Well, my career over all the years, I mean, back in the 70s, I was a roadie with the Doobie Brothers and so forth, so I've been into music for the longest time, and I was always technical, understood the audio and visual, development work, and I've just been a big music lover, but it was always a case of, well, you know, I would love to be able to be doing a DJ-type show, but you can't do it because of all the ASCAP, BMI licenses and everything like that. PodSafe Music Network comes around. Now we've got good independent music that's free for us to distribute and play. And so I kind of got into it, and it's really shifted my focus back into really the love of music. And I've met a lot of great artists, and I'm helping them promote their bands and so forth, and really getting into it. So it's like probably 30 years ago, I thought about maybe I should be like an A&R guy for a record label. Well, now I'm finally getting to do it in a certain amount.
It's getting paid for doing it. Have you found a way to make money yet, or are you just having fun at this point and the money will follow?
Yeah, basically what I'm doing right now is I'm honing my skills, making sure I have the infrastructure in that I can produce a good show, quality sound, good tight production values, and just get it to build the audience. Because, of course, if you want to make money, you're going to need sponsors and advertisers, and they're going to want to look at the numbers to see what is your audience. You know, advertisers chase the audience, and so that's really what I'm working at right now is to just make my show as big as it can and get the audience out there, and then the money, like you said, will follow.
That's funny. You mentioned the numbers, and I was going to ask you about statistics. Some people might be funny about sharing how many subscribers they have, but what kind of statistics can you give about anything? Maybe the searches, top searches that are helping you get word out about your podcast, or some other hosts, a host that you use. Feel free to drop any names and give any statistics.
Well, let's say I track all of my downloads through Libsyn. They're the ones that are hosting my shows. And so I've got numbers as far as the downloads of that. And it's been steadily increasing every week. Of course, you can graph it. And I'm starting to see which shows tend to get more downloads, which ones are kind of more popular. Because my show covers all the different genres, I'll cover artists from all different styles and everything. And so, there are going to be some shows that are going to be more popular than others, of course. But the beauty of podcasting is the fact that the show's out there forever. So if someone finds this artist 6 months from now, they can always go back to the show and discover it and find out more of the other things. As far as development, of course, I have my presence on MySpace. I have presence through GarageBand and a number of others. I'm a member of the Association of Music Podcasters, and they kind of group a lot of music podcasters together. We do cross promotions that way and so forth. So there's a lot of things that I'm doing that are kind of helping build the recognition. That's what I'm building right now, is brand recognition, and doing it that way. Building the infrastructure and so that the money will then be able to be there.
Okay, one last question. What do you expect to get out of your 2-day podcast expo experience?
Well, the main reason was the networking. I mean, I want to meet as many of the podcasters here as I can. All the big names that I've known and communicated with, it's good to be able to put a face to them and so forth. And just meet everybody and build the network. That's what it is. I mean, the beauty of the podcasting community is you may be doing the exact same kind of show that someone else does, but it's still your own show, so you're not really in competition. It's not like we're two competing radio stations in the same market that we're fighting against each other. We can work with each other, and we each have our own audience.
Right, and I do want to reiterate what you said. You said that all podcasters started at the same level, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we all started. We started at the beginning. We all have that podcast number one that we put out there. And many of them pull them, after a while. And I still have mine out there, and I use it as a reference. My actual first podcast was one I did for my other show, and I actually have pulled it because I listened to it, and I'll go back and I'll redo it or whatever. I mean, it was pretty bad, but that's pretty much how it is with anybody. I mean, that's the beauty of podcasting, is it doesn't cost much of anything to get into it. I mean, a microphone and a computer and being able to upload a file onto the network, I mean, you're there, the process of doing podcasting is pretty easy, but if you really want to be serious about it or whatever, you have to do the same things that the big boys do. You have to work on the show and make sure that the sound is good and that you've got content that people want to listen to. So it's the same thing, but I really enjoy it.
Great. Gosh, you've given so much great feedback. I want you to tell us your URLs again, your website, so we don't forget who we were listening to right now.
All right. Well, you can always find all of the ones that I do at www.lowcountryradio.com. And again, that's you can go straight there. I've also on MySpace/lowcountryradio. And go there, and I've got links to everything that I'm doing. And like I said, the lowcountryradio.com is the home of the network of shows that I'm going to be putting together. The Big Break Music Podcast is the predominant one there right now. It's the one I'm working on the most, but all of them will be there at lowcountryradio.com.
All right, thank you, and have a great time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Nice to meet you.